I'd like to invite Moises Vilaca, who is a brother, fellow pastor in Belo Horizonte, Brazil, to come forward. I've had the joy of getting to know Moises for a couple years before, while they were here at Old Orchard, while he was in school, working on his PhD, and he's back for a couple months, continuing that, while his family is still in Belo Horizonte. And it's been a real joy to get to know him. And one of the things I love about Moises is even during the time we were in Brazil, we would be able to get together and to talk and to dream and talk about different ideas. And I love that. It's my personality. But also Moises is like that. He loves to dream big dreams. And I really appreciate that. It's kind of like a answer to the prophecy that old men will dream dreams. So Moises.
Yes.
Now he's going to say something funny about me. All right, that's okay.
In Jesus' name, I greet you this morning. But a white hair man and a bald man, they will dream. Okay, I have just 10 minutes. Pastor Ron, I will run so that I can finish. I will not tell my life. Brothers, it's really a pleasure to be here. I remember January 2002. Can you remember that? Stand up. Yes. No, I said that in 2002, and I hope you have stand up from that time. And I have seen that many of you have stand up for our Lord and helped us in Brazil. I'm so thankful, so thankful. Pastor Ron, 2002, January, we had a meeting at Billinghouse, a meeting at Covenant, and men, some of those dreams came out. Yeah, became reality. So we can, even being old men, keep dreaming. Well, our family is doing very well. Isolius has a ministry with teenagers in our church, Manaim's church. And also she is working a lot as a teacher, English. Let me tell you a secret. She is an English teacher in Brazil. Yeah. Believe or not, but she is. The girls also is doing very, very well. Samia and Julia, they are growing. They are becoming also very, very beautiful. Okay? I know you are looking at me. And Samia, I'm just kidding with you. And Samia is really becoming a very, very committed girl with the Lord. She's working in many ways at our church. And Julia also has some kind of ministry among the children. It's amazing how they are doing. And I hope we can keep being parents that can be a model for them. Samia is now starting her violin classes at the Minas Gerais Orchestra, the state orchestra, and Julia is also having some keyboard classes, but she enjoy more working with paints and brush, and she loves drawing, painting, some kind of things like that. And at our seminary, I keep working there as a professor and as a coordinator of the Bachelor of Theology, and our seminary is also doing really very, very well at this time. even things are not so easy in Brazil for theological courses, if our seminary can work really very, very good. We are building our last building that will be for the library and the chapel. And we are also working with Homer, one of our teachers. He is getting ready to go to Angola, to help Bible Institute there. They want to become a seminary, and they ask for our help. And then we are sending Homer. He is the missiology teacher at our seminary, and he is really very, very exciting in having that experience going to Africa. At our church, Manaim Church, we are also doing well. We have some struggles, but we know that it's just signs that we are doing something that worth for our Lord, and then they skip the devil, really very, very worried and concerned with church, and then he start doing things to stumble the church's ministry. We start last year 3 small groups for Bible study at homes, and this year those groups became 6. Then we have now 6 groups. They are working and bringing great opportunity for the church, so that the church can grow in maturity. And also, it's been a very great opportunity for reach other people through the small groups. People that don't like to come to church, they enjoy visiting neighbors, having time for fellowship, talking, and that is a time also for Bible study and prayers. And we are reaching a lot of people through the small groups. One of the things that keep me very, very excited is the ministry with teenagers. Not just because Isolius is working with them, but also because with my white hair, I feel a little bit more young when they do not call me grandpa. Well, that is what I'm learning, to be a grandpa. And but it is really a very good ministry, because our church is in the middle of a slum, a favel, and we have a lot of children that has almost the same background I used to have. And that is an opportunity to minister to those boys and girls that have the same need I used to have as a teenager. And, well, the teenagers, they are working very hard with the mission trip to the Pomerans. I know that some of you have heard about that. Leonardo and Alessandra, they are in charge of that. And Isolius got so close to Alessandra, and she is helping her. And all the teenagers are following Isolius. And we had 7 of them in February going to Espírito Santo and spend 5 days with the Pomerans working there. And right now, they are asking us to have a bus to go there just with the teenagers and the youth from our church. There will be Manaim's mission trip to the Pomerans. So excited and involved they got with that. Also, we have a kind of an outdoor ministry, and that is really very tough. Pastor Ron was approved to be one of the members since he could climb that mountain and rappel in that rock. We are working with that. I am one of the instructors, the rappelling instructor in the team, and that keeps the teenagers also very, very interested, and we can make many connections from the games and the adventures we have there, lessons from the nature to connect with Bible and their day-by-day life and how they have to serve Jesus and find the way as sheep of the Lord, our pastor, our shepherd. Well, they are also, not they, but Isolis and I, we are working with the teenagers also to have a trip to the beach with them. Some of the teenagers, they come from a very poor family, and they cannot afford enough to go to the beach and know the ocean. Most of them, some of them, do not have a family also that care about and can give them a time of a vacation, to have a time of vacation and have a trip. Some of them don't afford, and some don't have family at all. They are like street boys and girls. Since they are working very hard, not for the reward, but just working for our Lord, Isolis and I, we thought that we could give them at least a few time of vacation and feel a dream of some of them, bring them with us to the beach and have a vacation time there. Then we are also working on this project so that we can have them with us. I beg your prayers and your help wherever you can do so that we can keep working there and helping those teenagers. The outreach or the outdoor ministry, it's called Lighthouse Ministry, to reach the teenagers and the youths, street boys, street girls, youth involved with drugs, alcohol, that kind of things, doing kind of sport adventures, I know, but it's so health, going to the nature, rocks, mountain, rivers, forest, jungles, all kind of this stuff that is so health, being with God's creation, nature, and learn about His word and His love as our shepherd. And thank you, Mark.